Halle Berry, Gavin Newsom probably should not be the next president. By Paul Bois on December 3, 2025. Oscar-winning actress Halle Berry came out swinging against California Governor Gavin Newsom, D., saying he probably should not be the president due to his policies on women. The X-Men star revealed her thoughts about Newsom on Wednesday at the New York Times Deal Book Summit, rebuking his lack of support for the Menopause Care Equity Act and vetoing a similar bill. "With the way he's overlooked women, half the population, by devaluing us in midlife, he probably should not be the next president," she said. Berry further argued that if men had a medical condition that disrupted their sleep, brain function and sex life, we'd be calling that a health crisis on par with COVID, and the whole world would shut down. "When women are struggling silently through perimenopause and menopause, trying to hold their families, careers, relationships and communities together, it doesn't just affect women, it affects every household," she said. "It affects the workplace, it affects the economy. 1 in 6 women leave the workplace due to their menopausal symptoms. So it affects everybody," she added. Berry issued a call for men and women to step up in her fight. "I need every woman in this country to fight with me," Berry said. "But the truth is, the fight isn't just for us women. We need men too. We need all of the leaders, every single one of you in this room, this fight needs you. We need you to stay curious. We need you to ask questions. We need you to care even when the topic feels unfamiliar and uncomfortable." According to Variety, the bill would have mandated comprehensive insurance coverage for medically necessary menopause and perimenopause treatments, required doctors to complete continuing education on menopause and directed the medical board to develop a continuing education curriculum. Upon vetoing the bill in October, Newsom said that the act would limit the ability of health plans to engage in practices that have been shown to ensure appropriate care while limiting unnecessary costs. "That is still the case with this bill, despite my call for a more tailored solution. This bill's expansive coverage mandate, in conjunction with the prohibition on UM, is too far-reaching," he asserted. Oscar-winning director Christopher Nolan's cinematic take on The Odyssey has everyone losing their minds. But what if he directed A Christmas Carol instead? Check out this hilarious trailer to see for yourself. Or just follow along on socials, Instagram, at ProLandFilms, X, at ProLandFilms, YouTube, at ProLandFilms.